This weekend would be a good weekend to remember why your beer tastes like freedom. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour, a show about things fun to craft beer drinkers. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And we're going to be hanging out with you for a little bit here and drinking some beers and talking about the beers we drank last week and the beers we're looking out for the drink. And we're going to talk a little bit of beer culture. Let me slow it down here. A little bit of beer culture.
Take it back.
And our listeners are going to call us, hopefully, and tell us what's going on. Give us a little pour report of their own. And that's the show. The way it's been for 10 years. We're not going to change it.
No?
No.
Not now, not ever?
Maybe. You never know. I'm open to anything. Before the show, we were tailgating. My initial tailgate beer was Firestone Walker. Not Luponic. The other one, the newish. I don't have it in front of anymore. So now, the one with the green.
The can is gone.
It's a bottle. 12-ounce bottle. Because I got one of the
bottle
variety packs, but the bottles though. And it's not the Luponic, but the new one that's green, and it's green label. Oh my god, everyone help me out here. It's green label, it's new Firestone Walker beer, it's an IPA.
It's in a bottle?
Yeah, well, it's in a can too.
Oh, Hopnosis.
Yes, thank you. Good job, Nick.
Okay, so you're throwing me at the bottle.
Yep. The bottle messes you up. Add that, and then...
How is it in the bottle? Do you miss bottles?
It's fine.
Is this bringing you back?
A little bit. I'm going to talk a little bit about it during the culture, but...
Oh, yeah. Fine.
I did have a choice. Firestone has two variety packs going right now, and they're both very similar, except for... Which I really like, if they did this on purpose. The bottle... Variety pack has one of their propagator beers in it, and it's different from the 12 pack can. Variety pack has its own different propagator beer in it. So
what?
Yeah,
variance between variety packs.
Crime between variety pack, and then their two other beers in there are the same, I think. But so I like that. Cell changes make us buy the different ones. Yeah, turn it back on us, beer geeks. You know, you complain about us guys always wanting something new and never, you know, drinking enough core beers. And so you got to, like, outsmart us and be like, all right, sons of bitches, you like new beer so much, I'm going to put one new beer in a variety pack. You're going to have to buy that whole $20 variety pack, motherfucker.
That's right. You're going to have to suffer with 805 to get that one.
Good. Luckily, they didn't put they're smart enough not to put the 805 in there. Because I'm like, I don't care what other beers you have in there. I don't care whatever magical limited series beers you have in there. I'm going to have to, I'm just going to have to throw those 805s out in the street. So yeah, I was drinking that. Now I'm drinking... I was been drinking during the tailgate, the Flowers, Terps, and Oils from Moonraker Brewing Company up there in the Sacramento area. And of course, is a Wazoo Corvette donated beer. And it's very tasty. A good Moonraker. Moonraker always good with the IPA. So what have you been drinking there over there, Nick?
You got me. Everybody loves it when I clear my throat live on a podcast, so I'm going to do it often. I pulled a Wazoo beer early for the tailgate. So this is Hyped Ass Lyrics and Dope Beats from Flatland Brewing Company. It's a West Coast triple.
Whoa.
So uh-oh. I will be either extra talkative or passing out in the next 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's either when you're drinking the triple, it's like one or the other. It's like,
yeah,
it really messes you up and you're like out and you're already got a hangover like an hour into your nap. Like, oh, or you're just like uncontrollable up. It's one or the other.
There's nothing worse than being hungover while you're still drunk.
You're not sitting there drinking a triple, just completely just normal. Which probably be a problem, I guess, if you're drinking a triple and everything's like...
ATL is triple worthy.
Can't even tell, yeah. So there you go.
Triple double. Yeah, so Hype Desk Lyrics, I think it's a pull from the Chronic... album cover.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Dre.
And Dr. Dre.
The label, the West Coast Triple, looks like the parental advisory. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh, okay. A little bit. Yeah. Now I see.
Yeah. So they're doing the album style artwork, which is cool. And then I just opened a Cabana Hammock Imperial IPA. From Moonraker. And there's a big old banana hanging out, and I'm like, this is going to suck, but it's not bad. The banana is low. I'm going to be okay with this one. This is a West Coast double IPA.
All right.
8.5%.
Yeah, the banana, low banana.
Okay. It's not wheat beer banana, Belgian. Not Belgian. What's that?
Yeah.
Hefeweizen.
Yeah. Not heavy. Yeah. I tried somebody, I think it was Beer Cruncher maybe, was talking about like Hefs and trying to like, hey, the original hazy and they're okay and blah, blah, blah. And, like, I recently had a like Hef think kind of thinking that same thing. Like, I wonder if now, because I hadn't had one in a long time. I'm like, I wonder if a Hef would be good now that like we've been drinking hazies for so long and I had one. I'm like, nah. Nope. This is not good. It's a Hefeweizen. It's just not good. Doesn't matter how used to hazies I am. Still doesn't make it okay.
No level of haze can you bring you
back. I mean, 20 years ago, Hefeweizens were all right, but nobody's updated Hefs. Nobody's like come up with like copy Hefs, or nobody's doing anything innovative there with Hefs as far as I know.
So what you're saying is Hefeweizen was a beer you wanted to be seen drinking.
Well, you get attention.
So like, you're not enjoying it. You just want to be seen drinking it to look like, dude, oh,
what did you put in your beer? Are you having pineapple juice? I'm like, nah, bro.
It's the look at me beer.
It's called a Hefeweizen.
Like everybody else at Starline on a Friday night is drinking Bud Lights, and you are with your Widmer.
Hefs. No Michelob
Ultra. Oh, he's artistic. Mm-hmm. He's avant-garde.
I'm creative.
I bet he knows bands like Pixies.
Yeah.
Joy Division. I bet he's got the first pressing Joy Division.
Oh yeah,
at home.
Culture, what's going on? Culture, do you have anything for us, Nick?
So, speaking of IPAs,
IPAs rarely talked about, but we'll
rarely
talk about them here.
Hey, we're
taking the heat. We push the edge here in the Perfect Pour. We'll talk about IPAs. Right. Most people won't. No, we'll do it.
Oh, we'll do it. So IPAs are taking the heat on this one, they have taken another brewery. They have sunk in another ship.
Uh-oh. Sunk another non-IPA brewing
Yeah. Huh? California's only Trappist brewery is closing their doors, and they cite the love of IPAs as their demise.
Hmm, they might be right.
So let's see.
Where were they at?
What is this? This is. Why doesn't it tell me who this is?
Sons of bitches. Oh, you gotta subscribe now for them to tell you.
Yeah, I gotta subscribe. St. Joseph's Abbey. Tell me, yeah, Google. Oh, Spencer, Massachusetts. No, that's not right. I don't know. They're not giving me the information I need.
Whatever. So this only Trappist brewery didn't make it. And they're saying, like, dude.
Oh, America. I thought it was California. That's why I'm confused. So it is Spencer, Massachusetts. St. Joseph's Abbey in Spencer, Massachusetts. It's the only Trappist in America. For some reason, I thought it was in California. That's why I was thrown off for a second. Or a minute. Or 5 minutes. So anyways, they're saying, yep, IPAs. Nobody cares about traditional beer.
If it doesn't taste good, then no, we're not going to care.
Yeah.
I wonder if Trappist beers taste good. I don't know.
No Allagash White for you?
Never. But Allagash White, only won bronze at World Beer Cup, so only pretty good. So we don't drink Trappist.
Enough Trappist beers.
I think of Trappist beers, they're not smoky, are they?
No.
They're like, not they're smoky. Kind of pilsnery, farmhouse-y. Mm.
No, I don't know. You've been to Yard House. You ever had Yield the Drac or?
Yeah. I have a Golden Drop.
Yeah. So, you know, that sharp carbonated.
The producer used to love a Golden Drop. One of those little white bottles.
Yeah. What's not coriander? Is it coriander? Or,
Yeah. It sounds
coriander.
Some Trappist nerd's like, oh my God, I used to love the show. They're just they're killing me right now.
One star.
No, show is my style, but it's still one star. I completely know the style.
One star. This show is my style.
First, I want to say this before you look at my star rating and freak out. Yeah, it's one star, but no, I know the style. I'm very aware of the style. I enjoy the style. Very educated on the style. One star. That's what we got to start doing on Untappd. If you're like, want to, you know. Don't do
one
like,
star, but justify star, that you still say love
like
them.
This is my fucking style, and they ruined it. I no longer like this style of podcast. One star. I used to like real people talking about sounding as if they're in a booth in a bar talking about the subject that I like. I used to like that, but then I listen to the Perfect Bar. I'm like, no, I don't like that anymore. It turns out. One star.
Not giving up. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down.
Nope.
One star. So there's that.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard or seen this yet,
I think I actually lost Nick. That Nick was looking for the story, and I think I lost it. If you're with us for the tailgate, you know Nick is having power difficulties there, so you might have to rejoin.
Perfect Four is having technical difficulties. We'll be with you in a moment.
Uh-oh. Was that me or you?
That was me.
Uh-oh. Your computer went out?
The power flashed again.
Dang.
It's back on again. It's back on now, but...
Uh-oh. This is like that time here in the studio where the power kept going out.
Yeah.
We had to spend about 5 hours making a 1-hour show. All right. Well, Nick's back, everyone. And
I'm back.
We're working with the different audio, but Nick is back. And I believe.
All right.
What were we talking about? Now I forget.
Well, I was hoping to find out what this means exactly, but Maui Brewing is making a bid to buy Modern Times.
Oh, interesting.
So I've never heard this term, a stalking horse bid.
Okay. I have not either.
Okay, so they're placing a bid to buy the Modern Times Brewery, and apparently this needs legal representation because a judge had approved the sale of this. So they're in negotiations right now. Maui is excited to buy Modern Times.
Oh, gives them a semi.
Little chub.
Mm-hmm.
So the bid was due on May 13th. No, the bid was due on May 9th. And the due diligence period was ended on May 13th.
Okay.
So if everything goes well, according to what I'm reading here, Maui Brewing Company,
who
I did not think had that kind of capital, is set to take control of Modern Times.
Wow. All right. We'll be okay with this. Maui's an indie brewer, as far as I'm aware. I've always believed them to be. Not to be confused with Kona.
Don't buy Kona. Although
Kona used to be a badass brewery. Used to love Fire Rock.
Yeah, that was a good pale. Mm-hmm. Readily available pale.
But yeah, Maui, as far as I know, is an independent brewer buying.
And they make good beer.
And they make good beer. So I'm good with that. Let's do it. Let's get it done.
Get it done.
Let's push it through.
Mikey
we'll do
approved.
Whatever we can to push it through. Make it happen. You let us know, Maui. What you need us to do, we'll do it. As long as this doesn't, you know, take a lot of energy. I just can't.
So there is a chance Maui could be outbid on this.
Some dick will come in. No,
we won't know until June, but by June 8th, we won't know. We'll probably know. We'll hear something, but June 8th is the closing of any bids higher than Maui's current bid.
All right. Nobody tell, we shouldn't have talked about it.
Oh, damn it.
Down low.
Wazoo's going to go by Modern Times.
Hey, that'd be cool. I'll back that. We'll get whatever we got in the Perfect Pour Golden God Bank. We'll throw it down. We'll own a 189th percentile of it.
That's probably not a bad idea. Yeah. You should invest in a brewery.
Yeah. They're freaking making so much cash. Craft breweries now. Such a huge cash cow. Crap breweries. Oh, man. They're just spewing money everywhere. They have to sweep money off the brewery floor every day. They hose it down.
That's right.
Hose down the money.
We were going to drain your pool and fill it with gold coins.
Yeah.
And yep. We're going to dive have into it like Scrooge
McDuck. Have a duck swim around it. Yeah. My God, I thought of the idea to open a craft brewery. What else, Nick?
That's the triple all right. Talking.
All right.
Yeah,
well, it's the triple talking.
Yeah, I know you're worried about investing in craft breweries.
A little bit.
So you'll be happy to know for the first time in 3 years,
yeah,
volume has increased in craft beer production.
Oh yeah. Because we finally bottomed out.
Yes.
In other words, we bottomed out.
We had nowhere to go but up.
So yeah.
It wasn't hard to do.
Hey, that's still good news.
Yep.
I love gold.
There's a new beer entering the show. This one is another Wazoo Corvette donated beer, Graffiti Museum from Slice Brewing Company, a West Coast IPA. But it is 7% IBV. Nelson and Citra hops, baby.
Whoa. Who the hell
cool is blending can
Nelson and Citra and try and get away with it?
Yeah. Smart, wise decision.
That's like wasting hops. I don't get it. Why do you need both in the same beer?
Oh yeah. Why not, man?
Why not? Are we rich? What's going on here? Did we invest? That 1% is doing well already.
Slice is doing well. Ooh. This is a little different. Not okay, what I would expect from
you
a
Citra. Shouldn't put and Citra and Nelson in Nelson, the same beer.
It's just, yeah, this is a little bit weird. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, but it's different. It's just not what I was expecting. Not
bad, but different.
All right, well, we're going to let that one swim around.
I like how you went from super sure about that beer to
I'm super
just
sure.
Okay with it.
Like, all right, well, maybe it'll change.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to be awesome. Well, you know,
Citra.
What I said earlier.
Nelson, Citra, bro. Oh, wait. Well, you know, maybe we should split those hops up. Anything else over there, Nick?
Oh, man. I think there's local news happening, but I'll try and remember that.
Beep, 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 beep. Work it in later in the show.
Oh, the last roar and pour happened. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if we'll hear from Courtneau on it, but the roar and pour is wrapped up for the season.
Oh, no more roar. Well, for the season. Jeez. It's only June into May.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe if it was, you know, you know,
roaring and pouring.
If it's popular enough,
the lion was like, "That's it. I only do two roaring pours a year. That's in my contract, bitch."
Contract. Give me that 1%.
I don't like being disturbed at night, because you know, usually the animals and they're not people. They're like at night. They're just like they're off. That's their off time. Yeah. So if you want that lion to participate in events, there's only you got to pay overtime.
That's right.
And the zoo can't afford to pay.
Or you got to shift a schedule to
that many days.
A noon to eight schedule instead of a
yeah. Oh, eight to five. Oh, what a terrible shift. I empathize with anyone having to work a noon to eight. Actually, at least a noon to eight, you can do stuff in the morning. I'll tell you what is a really shitty shift. A 10 to 6, or we're actually 10 to 7. 10 to 7 shift. Oh, God.
That's the worst.
Yep. Not the only thing you can do is take your kid to school, and that's about the only thing that shift is good for. Everything else sucks ass. All right. You get over there?
Yeah, it's on my culture for the moment.
Okay. I was earlier, that first tailgate beer, I was drinking that Hopnosis in the bottle, 12-ounce mm-hmm. bottle. I busted out of my koozie. There's many koozies around here. I busted a koozie. It happened to me, a Van Halen koozie. Everybody wants some with the Van Halen logo.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll put a koozie on because it's hot. This is the hottest day we've had so far in Fresno.
We're getting bottle sweat.
We're recording on. And so I koozied it. But I'm thinking, like, is this really doing anything? Like, I know my hot fingers aren't touching the bottle, but, like, is this... It almost feels like it's warming it up faster or something. I'm like, is it bad? So I looked it up on the internet, and our friends, they don't know we're friends, but we think of them as friends, Thrillist.com, do many articles that we cite here on the show.
Friends.
So I found they did a post about this same question, like, do koozies really work? And they used a 12-ounce can, they used a 16-ounce, and then they used a bottle. And those are their three things they use. And it's the person that wrote the article, I'm sorry, I don't have the name in front of me, determined that if you, a 12-ounce can with the koozie on is slightly, he basically let them sit. It may be she, I'm not sure. I'm sorry. Basically let them sit for a half an hour. Mm-hmm. And the koozie one was better. It was not a big difference, but it was a difference.
Wow.
And then the same with the 16-ounce can, I believe I'm getting this right, was similar, like definitely better, but like not huge, but it was better. But then the bottle that was koozied was significantly better than the non-koozied beer. So the determination was it is more helpful for a bottle beer than a can one, but and no matter how you shake it down, a koozied can or bottled is at least slightly better than a non-koozied. So in case you're ever wondering about that.
I was wondering.
Koozie works to a degree at least. May not be the end all be all, but if you're going to koozie it, it's better than not koozieing.
So wrap it up and be safe.
There you go. That's our motto of the show. Always. If you get anything from the show, get that. Check your dates and wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Check your dates on those wraps.
Yes, check the wrap dates.
Those updates as well. You want to make sure those are good. You don't want to get any condoms from Kramer. Any colored condoms from Kramer. Seinfeld reference. One beer I'm throwing out there to look out for is from our friends at Sierra Nevada Brewing. They have joined, this is something a lot of breweries are doing, they've joined the Drinkers of Ukraine, and they're making their own resistance beer, and which is an Imperial IPA to make, and the profits go to the ICRC. At ICRC, the humanitarian relief efforts over in Ukraine. And a lot of breweries have been making this, and Sierra Nevada is making one. And they're saying it's a, you know, it's Imperial IPA. It's got a real clean finish. And you can order it right now on the pre-order, either pre-order or just order it right now on the website. I don't know about distribution. I didn't see anything about distribution, but there's can order on the website. Order? So at least if you're in California or North Carolina, You definitely can order it, but I don't know about outside of where the breweries are, whether you can order it or not and have it sent to you. I guess it depends on your state. In California, we can only order beer within our state. So I don't know what your state is all about.
Yeah, out of state beer is illegal.
Is illegal, sir. By the way, if you ever want to send us anything through the mail, like correspondence of legal sort, we do have a legal email box that you can send stuff to. We do enjoy postcards and any samples of things and bottles you would like to share. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving?
Are you driving?
No.
Would you like to be driving?
Would you like to be driving? Do not drink that beer. 559-492-0542. That is a voicemail line that is open 24/7, 7 days a week, that you can leave a little message on, give us your pour report, or, well, whatever you think, something important you think a perfect pour listener would be interested in hearing about. You give it that, you call that line, or you can just record something and send it to us, or write something and send it to us. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. And let's get back to a starting spot here. And let's start with our emailed things. Trying to make sure we've got no regular emails before I get to these. By the way, still looking for Icelandic listeners to contact us and confirm that you are, in fact, in Iceland and listening to the show. Because
what?
According to the service we subscribe to, we are big in Iceland, but I have yet to have that confirmed by anyone from Iceland. So,
damn it. Damn it, Iceland.
Come on, let's confirm that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. Yeah. I am your host, Scotty 91. And I know, guys, it's been a while. It's been a while since I called in.
Mm-hmm.
Been busy. Mm-hmm. But I'm on vacation now, so it's time for some voicemails.
Nice.
We're right now up in Seneca Falls, New York. I'm here with Martina.
Hello.
Hi, Martina.
And we are heading up to Niagara Falls and Toronto with a couple of her friends. And yeah, we're going to make a whole loop around Lake Ontario and come back down to Connecticut.
That's what you do.
But on our way up, we stopped in Utica, New York, and by complete happenstance, stopped at this brewery, 16 Stone Brew Pub.
Oopsie.
That was run by two indie wrestlers.
Indie
and
wrestlers.
They had wrestling-themed beers like RVD and Belgian Triple H. And it was really cool. I got to chat with them about wrestling a bit. And got their autographs and a couple cards, Adam Stone and Mike Skyros. So they were both really cool guys, and it was complete happenstance. My friends were like, "Oh, you specifically picked out this brewer." I was like, "I had no idea." Yeah.
You did. Come on,
wrestling. That was cool. And then we stopped at a brewery, Fall Street Brewing in Seneca. Here, we're gonna go up to Niagara Brewing Company in Niagara. And stuff later, but I'll definitely send you guys in another voicemail there. Currently sipping on a Fifth Hammer West Coast style IPA called Sun Trippin' that we picked up in New York the other day after we went to a Single Cut in Queens while we were waiting to pick them up at JFK. So had some beers there. Single Cut's awesome. It's been on my bucket list of breweries to go to. It's so close. I don't know why I've never been there before. It's just because you have to drive into Queens. And you did the driving into Queens, luckily for me. So, yeah, I don't drive in New York City. but, yeah, I'll wrap that up, guys. And, yeah, I'll send you another one from
New Jersey
Niagara Falls,
once.
Hopefully, before the deadlines.
Whoa.
And, yeah, as always, that's the bomb of the keg. Because the Sky 91.
Drank it.
Drink it.
Drink it. Dun, 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 dun. Pew, pew. I like, even if you don't have your sound effects, still do it. I like that, Sky 91. Yeah, and I'm with you, Sky 91. I don't, driving around the New York, New Jersey area, is, man, it's not fun. But I did drive the turnpike once. I drove the turnpike a couple times.
The turnpike.
So I thought, I was pretty proud of myself. I drove the New Jersey turnpike.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. It like, there's like times where it like splits off. And even though you're going the same direction, like there'll be a section of it goes one way and you're going the other way. And it's just like, it does its own thing. And there's like, like all these like little weird, like car stop, like places you stop with your car. And like, I think it's like kind of like a share a ride kind of thing. I don't know. It's pretty trippy, man. But I did it. I wouldn't advise driving, though, around that area. So, I'm with Sky 91. I'm like, if I'm going to New York, nah, somebody else is driving, bro. Well, that's a good, I like having a little New York report there from Sky. Mm-hmm. So, hearing some Queens things and whatnot. So, Queens. I don't always get to hear that. Continue on with 3-minute podcast. And
hey, yo, what's up, homies? Nick and Mikey. It feels like I need a third name when I call you guys. I've been doing it for decades, homes. So just a quick suggestion, maybe a rotating chair. Get the Golden Gods in there, homie. It'd be pretty cool to hear one of your Golden Gods and participate with the show. You're not doing it live, home, so you could throw somebody in there since you're doing it online. Just a quick little, you know, I miss Matt, and maybe we need to replace that third seat. Just saying.
Wow.
Also, we're not wifey enough. Surprised me with VIP tickets to Brews and Cruise Homes up in Westlake at 14 Cannons. They had 15 breweries just off the top of the head. Was 14 Cannons, Lawless, Rip, Rad Brewing, Green Cheek, Sandbox. That's off the top of the head, that's what I can remember. And they had a michelada stand by the name of Sangre de Tigre, which is aka Tiger's Blood, homes. They had like 9 different for VIP, you had 9 choices to pick from. For general admission, they had only the Savage Red, but they had like mango, pineapple, watermelon. They were pretty damn good. I don't drink micheladas, the wife does, but you know, she ended up buying one of each. Another thing is I got to meet some cool ass fucking people, homie. I got to meet 2 different podcast members or hosts and their co-hosts. From the Booze League, I met Wiley and I met Coley, homie. They're from Thousand Oaks, and they do a lot of beer talk, homes. Cool people to hang out with. Another person I got to meet was Greg from Craft Beer Republic. Actually, I hung out with homie all day at the fest. Him and his wife and my wife got along so well. They hit it off, which was cool, homes, because my wife was, that's not like really her thing, and it was cool that you know, she found someone that she could talk shit about her husband too with. But that was awesome, man. Got to, because of Greg, we got to taste some extra beers from the 14 Cannons tap, home. So that was pretty dope. My wife got to use the clean restroom inside the 14 Cannons.
Always good.
Greg is good friends with the owner, Nick, of 14 Cannons, and my wife didn't have to go and use the hot-ass porta potties that smell like fucking urine and shit. So big ups to my boy, Greg. So there you go, homes. It was a fulfilled weekend. I got to untap a lot of beers that I haven't had, and a lot of beers that our listeners, my community, haven't had. So I was first to do all that shit, Holmes. Other than that, I'll give you a call back if I think of anything. But that's it, Holmes. Get a third seat on there. Had a great weekend. This weekend I'll be in Corona again, celebrating another birthday. So it's been a crazy, crazy month, Holmes. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
You have to watch it.
Peace out, Chew. Thanks for that. Poor report, Chew. And Chew's not done.
He's not. He's got more.
This better not be long, Chew, because I'm going to cut it off if it is.
Hey, what's up, homies? I'm back. Just a quick little thing I remembered. Mikey, this is mainly for you, Nick, and maybe you can agree to this. meeting the two other hosts from two different podcasts over the weekend, I came up with the revelation, whatever you call it. I noticed, like, the main hosts of podcasts are very quiet, are very into themselves when you meet them out in the wild. What's the word I'm looking for?
Introvert.
Greg was
Jinx.
Like that. Greg reminded me a lot of Mikey. Like, on the mic, he's very eclectic, talkative, informative, and very outgoing. But in person, he was more reserved, more quiet. I kind of had to egg him on and just, you know, come on, homie, let's go. You know, I kind of had to pimp his freaking podcast out to a lot of the people within there, because he had a dope shirt that said had Dodger. It was a Dodger kind of color scheme, but representing his podcast, and people would ask him, and he didn't really. I had to be the hype man, homie. I was like the Flavor Flav
for his anything. Show. Don't worry about
pimping
it.
Him out. And then I kind of I didn't yell at him, but his wife kind of told me to talk shit to him about it. So I kind of had to do my job, shit. Homie. And also with the other team, the Wiley team, the Booze League. Same thing, man. The guy was more quiet, more reserved. And I was like, man, you're fucking Wiley from the fucking Booze League. Yo, homie, come on. Let's party. I got really Wiley, drunk. I don't remember how I got home. I drank a lot. They had a lot of 10%ers. I had a quad. I had a triple. It was crazy. Crazy fucking weekend. It was one dope, the other, huh? It wasn't
you're
packed.
Wild,
a lot
sleeping.
Of white people, so I felt very safe.
the hell is that
I think
mean?
I was the only cholo there, homie. This is Chew Your Beard.
Not feel
you
safe.
Have to watch your peace out, eh?
We are not safe.
I would not feel safe being a bunch of white people in the jungle. You're lucky, Chew. So I have disagreed to Chew. I don't know what to tell you. I think it's a good idea to get Golden Gods involved in recording and stuff. It just involves legwork and timing. And there's another podcast that's wanting to have us on their podcast that we agreed to, but then I'm really shitty about planning anything, so I haven't really said hey, let's try this day, but I've got to do that. But yeah, it's more of a I liked Nick, myself, and Matt, and then I liked just Nick and I as well. And when you
you're
like
just saying that's why I stay,
but it's like when you involve, it's like it's less drama when the least amount of people we have, the least amount of drama you have, or the least amount of legwork you have. So when the more people you plug in, the more shit that's going on, and
yeah. Schedules and life and
call me an old man, but I like to keep it simple. Like I can barely, I'm terrible. I can barely keep up with life of trying to keep it as minimal as possible. I can barely keep up with family and friends' birthdays and all the days of Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays. That this is enough. Like I'm maxed out at just that. Just basic holidays, I'm maxed out. And then you add shit in there, and I'm like, oh my God, when is it in? I'm like George. I'm like George freaking out when they got to buy their friend moving in gift. He's like, when is it in? When is it in? I'm like, yeah, George. So, yeah, I'm not one for making up more work. I work enough at my job, and I sometimes I'm, I guess I'm not great at that either. So I'm not fond of making more stuff, but I understand that's probably a better show when we have another person on and blah, blah, blah.
And the energy's different. The short, it's just would somebody else's schedule work with ours? That's the hard part.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really not looking to replace Matt. And I'm not saying it's kind of the same way we are here with animals. Like, we never look for animals. They always just find us. And so that's been our flow for about 15 years. Like, every animal we've had has been a stray or somebody can't handle them and we take them. I have not gone out.
So that's our next.
I have not gone out and seeked an animal in my adult life.
Can't handle them.
Yeah. Every animal I've had as an adult has been somebody else's animal at one point and floated over to me. So that's sort of how I run everything, is like, I'm just keeping things at a bare minimum, and whatever happens to me is what happens, and I deal with it. I don't make anything happen, and that kind of flows over into the show on my side. So, I'm not opposed to it. Like, if Nick came in and said, "Hey, let's do this," I'd be like, "All right, cool," but
yes,
I'm not.
That's it. Penny is going to be a podcast.
I'm not going to be like. Seeking it out either. But anyway, thanks, Chew. Let's see if we got any more emails. I don't think we have. It looks like we haven't. If we did and said, like, "Hey, I emailed you. You didn't read it." And email us again and be like,
"So what?
Yeah. What are you going to do about it? Huh?
What are you going to do about it?
Ah." Let's see if we got any traditional voicemails. And, ooh. We do have one.
You want your email right on the show?
Yeah.
Paul.
Oh, Paul.
I'm going to leave a sort of curmudgeon-y old man.
Oh, just message. My kind of. Just after my curmudgeon-y.
Some beers just taste better out of the bottle.
Oh.
Case in point.
Wow.
Firestone Walker.
No.
I bought that mixed pack.
Oh, no.
Based on
no.
He is not.
Drinking review of the Hopnosis.
Oh my God.
What?
What's happening right now?
The 12 pack. Check the date. And thank God, you know, they actually have the date stamped on the outside of the box.
Good job, Firestone.
God bless them for that.
Did you guys plan this?
Because most of those box packs don't have the date on the outside. You buy it and it's old.
What?
Anyway, it was a good date. I like drinking those beers right out of the bottle. In fact, I did a test. I cracked one of them open. I was drinking out of the bottle, and I said, just as an experiment, and because it's just a super basic, plain old IPA, I'm going to pour it in a glass and see if I get more aroma or taste out of it in the glass. Right. And actually, I didn't. I really just did a bottle sipper, just like a Sierra Pale, man. Nothing like a cold Sierra right out of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's nostalgia. Is it just nostalgia from my younger days? My crack open a bottle at the beach or at the river or whatever. But that's it. Test my theory, those of you that are old like me. You youngsters out there, you probably won't get it. You won't have memories of cracking a Sierra at the beach or at the river back in the '90s or.
In fig orchards,
but that's my take.
In the 90s. Sometimes
they taste better right out of the bottle. All right, that's it for now. Cheers. Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. I thought I was gonna do a Fairfax there for a second.
He's beyond that.
he's like, no, nah,
he's above it.
I don't do that bit.
I don't do that.
That's a bit for other people to do. I don't do that.
I don't do that.
I do keeping up the good work, and that's it. I don't do double bits. Nah, I think Paul's done that bit. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. It sounds like Paul had the same mix pack I was talking about earlier.
The Grumpus.
Where I did my koozie experiment. And I'm with Paul with like...
You guys planned it.
It sounds like it. I'm with Paul in that... Well, like he said, he admitted like it was better aroma in the glass, right? Like he compared it. But like just the nostalgia, the just enjoying it matter is just from a bottle. And I'm with them on that. Like, yes, pouring it from a glass, you're going to get the aroma aspect of it that you don't get from the bottle. But other than that, the experience is better from a bottle as far as, like, I can just, referencing my keeping things as less work as possible. Just opening a beer and then I'm done. I have it open and I don't have to worry about glassware. I'm just can carry around my bottle and walk around the house. And nice. I don't have to have two things going. Because I do less
dishes you have to do.
There you go. That's another thing. Paul didn't even come up with that one. Because Fresno is a warm place, I like to not pour my whole beer out of a can. Say I open a can, I don't like to pour my whole beer into the glass. I like to pour some of it in because the can is already cold. So the can is at least keeping your beer, even if it's non-koozied, it's keeping your beer a little bit colder than if you just poured it all into the glass. So I sort of distribute my beer out of the can, you know, as needed.
As you're
because that beer is required. Staying colder a little bit if I'm keeping it in the can, rather than just pouring the whole thing out into the glass. But that's, you know, that's a little bit of work. That's you're carrying around two things. You got a bottle, you just got one thing, just carrying that around. And it's less like you're going to spill it. And like you said, you're not doing dishes. Yeah, you are taking away the aroma experience, but the rest of the experience is good.
There's no better aroma than fresh out of the can or bottle.
And then pouring it out in the glass.
Mess me up.
Sorry. So there you go. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul. Paul. Fake Paul.
No, real Paul. Real Paul from Real Paul.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't
get on the show, give us your own pour report. I'm just going to keep hitting on that pour report till somebody catches on to it.
Fall from Parapax.
Fall from Parapax. It's a good dip. The Nick 80 on
Untapped. Oh man,
did you get on the untaps this week? Your uniques up? I'm doing not as great as I thought I would be on our perfect pours on our Discord channel, the Lager Line, and various other channels on the Discord that we have. I believe it's Scotty 91 that's keeping the unique score of everyone, you know, that's on Discord.
Yeah,
every once in a while he'll throw in an update, and you know, I'm doing okay. I'm nowhere near, I don't think I'm in the top 10. I think I'm like, I think there's roughly about 20 something people in it, and I'm around like 15th or something as far as uniques go. I'm not doing horrible, but I'm doing okay. Nick's really, just by the way, Nick's really bad.
I'm the caboose on this train, that's for sure. Yeah.
Nick's not doing well.
No.
So, but were you on Untapped this week?
I did not untap this week.
Ooh,
zero check-ins.
You didn't. Do you remember any beers you drank this week?
Yeah, that's the next question. I did have a Pliny the Elder on Friday night.
All right. Did you buy that or was it around?
Bought it at the market.
Okay.
I threw it in my mixed six pack.
Yeah, because it counts, right?
It counts. Okay. They give you discounts on Pliny.
They say it's six pack. I've gotten those there before, and they're like, I feel like, you know, I'll get five cans and then a Russian River bottle, and then they're like having all kinds of issues with the like trying to get the Russian River bottle out. I'm like, oh no, are they gonna? And then I have to get Nick back on the show. That's how
one of these days this podcast will work.
Oh, we'll get it. We'll get it going.
Yeah.
I was just saying, just sharing with the audience that when I, you know, we reference the market often. The market you can buy is one of those places where you make your own six pack and they'll give you a 10% discount when you do a six pack. But it's mostly cans. So you throw in a Russian River bottle and you're like, oh, are they going to count this? There's a bottle of five cans and a bottle count. But yeah, it does.
It does. Get discount Pliny.
Yeah, you could get a six-pack of Pliny. Make your own six-pack of Pliny and get a discount.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if you buy six of the same.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet. I bet it does. I'll try it. I'll go for it.
There you go. Do it.
I'll use Golden God cash.
Six Plinys for 10% off.
Yeah, and Plinys aren't expensive anyway. For what they are.
Yeah, not really. Not the way some of those beers are going. Oh, I'm going to follow the dog, make sure she goes outside.
So I had the Pliny.
I had some old Rasputin in the bottle, 12-ounce bottles.
Yeah, classic.
I had
another classic.
Drake's.
Yeah.
Apocalypse White Label. Yeah,
Apocalypse White Label. Ooh.
Which is the hazy.
Oh.
Not bad. It's got some kick to it. It's like 8%. So a couple of those and you feel really good. Mm-hmm. You kind of don't care that they're hazy. I think those are my unique beers. Oh. Or not really unique, but those are the beers I had. So maybe that's why I didn't check in. So nothing's really new to me this week.
You're one of those. You're only a ticker.
Went to standard issue.
Yeah. Well, that's the Nick 80. Go find him out there on the
untapped.
I had from Deschutes Brewing Company a fresh squeezed. And I had that live and in person in a bar, the Mulligan Public House in Carmel, California.
Holy moly.
Golfer hangout, golfer dive bar.
Oh, Mulligan I get
there
it
in
now.
Carmel outside of Pebble Beach. It's Pebble Beach. If those that aren't familiar with Carmel. But no Pebble Beach. It's right there. Had the Deschutes fresh squeezed. And also there, what was the other one? I had the Mind Haze. Firestone.
How do you know you got the beers you actually ordered?
I'm pretty sure I did. Well, I was sitting right in front of the taps handles.
There you go. Okay.
So all right. That's all I know. Basically, if the kegs were lined up right, which, by the way, yeah, if you're looking for action, like I don't go to bars too much, like bars too much. I'll go to beer bars, obviously, but not bars. And the producer and I went to a bar, which we rarely do. And I'm like, let's sit at the bar because imagine trying to talk to me for 20 years. It's not good.
We can use sobriety, huh?
Right. So I'm like, well, let's go to the bar. Like, stuff happens at the bar. If you just sit in a booth by yourself, not as much stuff happens.
It's just you.
Yeah. So let's sit at the bar. I'm like, yeah, okay. I've done that in a long time. And then, like, we watched, like, the there was a they had a guest bartender, like somebody that was filling in that didn't really work at that bar, but, you know, was a bartender but didn't work at that bar. And, like, they had a huge Guinness. This is an Irish bar, and they had a huge Guinness keg problem. Like, something was going on with the tap line where they couldn't get the gas right for the Guinness, so it was pouring out just like foam. And she was having to get on the phone with this other person. Like, there was a whole big Guinness keg situation. We just got to watch it unfold in front of our eyes because we're sitting right in front of the taps. So
you chose wisely.
Yeah, choose the bar because shit happens. You can just watch this drama unfold for free. And she ended up even giving us like free hors d'oeuvres because like she felt bad. And like, I'm like, we didn't order a Guinness. I don't care. Like, she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, well, that's fine. You gave us something to watch. And, but anyway, yeah, we got some free food from this Guinness mishap. But also had a
dinner and a show, in other words.
It was dinner and a show. Hog's Pale Ale from Hog's Breath Inn, a.k.a. the Hog's Tooth, whatever, the Hog's thing in Carmel. That was a restaurant in Carmel.
They had a little
pub. Yeah, oh, no. Hog's Breath, the Hog's Breath.
I don't believe it.
No, you Carmel people know. And then Carmel has their own Alvarado Street.
What?
So, yeah, they've got their own. What? They don't need the Monterey.
Is that where our fifth remote location license went?
Yeah. Carmel and Monterey, for those that don't know, are right next to each other, or pretty much right next to each other. And Monterey Street Brewing Alvarado has a Monterey location and a Carmel location.
Or Alvarado.
Yeah. And I had the Land and Sea, and it's an XPA. It's very good. Not too many pale ales out there, but I appreciated that one. Had Simcoe Kind of Life from Alvarado Street, and that's another pale, and that's a good beer. Had a Stealth Mission from Alvarado Street. See, I'm bumping up those uniques, baby.
Yeah.
That was a good beer. 8.1. from Alvarado Street. That's another pale ale. Three pale ales.
Triple pale.
Yeah.
That makes one IPA.
Right. And then a Waimea Haze from Alvarado Street. And that's an IPA. And that was good as well. And then from that mix pack that was talked about from Paul and myself earlier, this one was the Propagator Series of the Simcoe Sequence. Only exclusive. Only in the 12-pack. Right?
Only.
And that's pretty good. I think if you're looking for a variety pack, it's worth it just to get it, just to try it. If you are looking for a variety pack, and the beer is not so great that you got to buy it if you wouldn't normally buy it, I wouldn't do that. But if you're looking for a variety pack, I think that Firestone Walker is worth it right now, at the moment anyway. And that's the stuff I was drinking. I'm still nursing this graffiti museum for some reason. I don't know if I'm going to get to another beer or not. I'm getting a little scared.
Cheers to the Steve and Zach.
Oh, what's going on with the Zach?
Oh, he had a little birthday this year.
Cheers
to him.
This year he had one.
Yeah.
This is the year he has a birthday, so cheers to Steven.
Right. Exactly. Check in again next year, see if he does it again.
Yeah.
Cheers to the Fontana Jim. I see him out there in the world via social media. I
see him doing it up.
Doing it up.
And cheers to him. Cheers to Jim for his postcard. He sent us a postcard.
Oh, he listened.
Yeah. We want postcards. If you're not going to send us beer, send us a postcard from where you're
at. That's right.
Look at the show notes. Look at perfectpourpod.com. Look at the show notes. Look in the podcast player you're using right now. You should be able to see the show notes. The address is there. Check it out. When you're on the go, get a postcard. Have stamps in your wallet, in your purse. Get ready. Send it out.
Always be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
ABC. Always be closing.
Yep. Who else are you cheersing? I'm sorry. I broke you up, Nick.
It's all right. I like it. I like it. Keep the fodder going. This is what's going to attract the third person to show up in our lives.
Like, all right.
This is like they're going to lock in on something.
It's going to be a straight.
Go, I need to be a part of this now.
It's going
to
be a straight podcaster. Show up my drive-by. Just be like. Yeah. Just be like, would you like to give me a microphone so that I may
park the RV tonight? In front?
Yeah, they're going to park the RV right in front of my house. I'm like, park the RV
in front of your house.
Now I'm going to like, who do I call for this? And I'm like, no, I want to be on the show. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. Now I've got another, honey, can we keep this podcaster?
He's a podcaster.
Showed up in front of the driveway. Yeah. Like, no, you got to clean up his mess. No, for one day. And then he's got to go, okay. And I'm like, don't worry. We'll be able to stay for longer one day.
She says, don't empty the shitter into the gutter.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. You got to take that somewhere else.
Yeah.
No gutter empty shits.
We just got to buy him two big bags of dog food. That's it.
Yeah. And you know what, Clark? Get yourself something real nice. You know what,
Clark? Get yourself something real nice.
Real nice.
Any other cheers?
I don't know. Cheers to...
Nothing worse than a bad cousin-in-law at your house. All right, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
Eddie,
come on, man.
Cheers to everybody who... I don't know. Cheers to everybody in Memorial
cheers
Day.
Cheers to everyone that's cool on Memorial Day. Has the fun.
Yeah.
They're more if you, ice chest.
You've had someone that served.
That's a big ice.
Remember them. Cheers to them.
Yes, for sure. Anybody that's served the country, like Vern, I think Vern is about done with his service. If I'm following him on social media.
Temecula Vern?
Yeah. If I'm following him on social media correctly, I think he's about done. So we might get him back in the fold. Because
yes.
Remember, Vern was like, I'm gonna be heading out overseas and. I can't be involved in the nefarious things you guys are involved with.
I got time for your shenanigans.
Yep. Well, I think maybe he'll be back, so might get to see Vern come back. Maybe we'll get the Craft Trucker back one day and Scotty B.
Trucker.
And all
Diamond. Hey guys, it's Diamond.
Diamond. Wow. We're just going to have a retro voicemail episode one of these days.
Oh, man.
I'll just like
all voicemails.
I'll just splice together all the classic voicemailers.
And wow.
Classic.
Okay, so are you retiring soon?
No. To be able
to produce this wonder?
Yeah, I would have to do that. But, you know, one day, maybe. Any other cheers?
Oh, cheers to you and the producer. Congrats on the anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
We did it.
For without you, this would not be possible.
Oh, I don't know about that. You figure it out.
Shit, I ain't doing this on my own. That's for damn sure.
You figure it out. I think you and You and Chew.
YouTube. Chew how to do podcast.
Chew and Nick. Big cheers to the Golden Gods, as referenced before. Always the Golden Gods. They donate money to the show every month. And they actually bought beer this week while I was in Carmel. They bought some of that that sweet, sweet Alvarado Street beer. Bought me a cup. I pulled out the company card. We have a company card now because of the
Golden Gods. Expense it.
Yep, and I put it on the card. And I was like, I haven't done that in a while. I did well, like once at Tioga, so I was like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, is this going to work? Is this guy? And so the guy, and I'm like, I was.
You're sweating like you like I forged was. The card.
And then like, I'm like, you know, like, I'm not sure how much is on there. I don't know what's going on. So I gave him the card, and like, it was kind of weird because the guy that was serving me, you know, he gave me the bill. So I left the card there with the bill, and he, you know, went off and he was busy doing other stuff. So this other person, this girl comes up who wasn't involved in what, you know, I've been just dealing with this one guy this whole time. So she gets up and she like, oh, she takes it, which, you know, isn't like super uncommon. Like sometimes other waiters or other bartenders will take care of your tab. And like, she like runs it and then she leaves. Like she takes it and then she like goes around the corner. I'm like, oh fuck, what's going on?
Oh
like,
man. Like this is counterfeit, like, sir. We're gonna have to confiscate this card.
Like, do you think this card is like something happened? She went around the corner for about 30 seconds and then she came back. Now I think maybe that station didn't work for her and she went around to another station. That's hopefully what
there
happened.
You go. Yeah, let's pretend that's what.
But something happened. Then she came back, and then I had the bill, and I signed, and that's fine. But like, I was like, "What? Like, what? Why did? Why did you?"
What?
Leave?
Yeah. What?
So, if Golden Gods, if you're gonna need to spot us some more money, you might have to because all Rouse Street might have took it all. I don't know.
Mikey got Rammy at the monitor.
Yeah, carried away. They're all. They're like, yeah, $400 on this card. Give me $399 worth of beer.
Yeah, throwing a stripper.
Like, sir, this is a beer bar. Yeah, exactly.
I know what I said.
And cheers to everyone that shares this on social media. Own social media, we really appreciate it. Talks us up with your beer friends. And the Wrench, _the_Wrench, local beer beer drinker celebrity, the Wrench. Cheers on retirement, because I believe if I followed his social media properly, I believe the Wrench just retired. So,
yes.
Wow. What the beer exploring Mr. and Mrs. Wrench are about to do. I'm very jealous of. You got to the promised land. You did it. And enjoy. The not having to wake up for anything. I mean, how big is that for a beer drinker?
Now you just get to get up on Saturday and wash the RV all day.
Yep. Just pull your RV out in front of your house. Wash it down.
Run the engine.
Look at your neighbors and say, yeah, what are you going to do? I can do this for one day.
One whole day.
The Golden Gods, the ones that listen to the tailgate, know the tailgate reference.
Reference. Cheers to the Wrench. I messaged him for automotive advice, and he responded quickly.
Oh, wow. He's like, I got it. Did he help you?
He confirmed my suspicions, yes.
Yeah, he confirmed what you thought.
Like, yeah. Anyway,
like, if the Wrench says it, yeah. Because the Wrench,
it's true.
The Wrench is a professional at these car things, so I would trust his advice.
He is dealer trained and professor. He's Professor Wrench, actually.
I was wondering because, like, I went to three different high schools. So, at my third high school, I did take a automotive class for shop. My nice. Shop.
Okay.
Elective. I don't know if they do that anymore. If they do
shop electives
anymore. but I did take automotive for my senior year. And I confused them. And I was like, wait. I was like, was the wrench my teacher in high school? I'm like, are no way. I'm like, we're like the same age. Are you my teacher? But I was like, oh, no, wait. That was in Lakewood. So never mind.
Damn it.
But yeah, cheers to the wrench. Cheers to everybody. We really appreciate you listening to the show and hanging out with us. Yes. It's fun for us. Hopefully it's fun for you. Whether there's two of us, three of us, a guest, doesn't matter. Hopefully you stick around and enjoy us and have a good time. At Perfect Pour Pod is on the social media. PerfectPourPod.com is our website. We really appreciate you hanging out with us. And just remember to stay out there. When you're out there, be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
Okay.
But you gotta start. If you're gonna get some beer, you gotta start with what? The number one thing. You gotta remember.
Number one. Number one bullshit. Check your dates.
It's bullshit. It's real.
It's real. Check your dates.